This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 260, The United States of Paranoia. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Are Americans paranoid? In today's episode, you'll find out why a few towns in the United States are banning a common winter sport for kids.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, what's happening?
Hi, Lindsay. Not too much. How are you?
Well, I'm really cold. It was freezing cold today
in Boston. I am also freezing. Probably not as freezing as you are, but
yeah.
But I feel silly for complaining.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of when I was a kid and I used to like to go out sledding. Did you used to go sledding when you were a kid?
Of course. It's a big deal when you have snow day.
Oh, I remember that. We would go sledding. Yeah, we would get bundled up, which is a good expression to use, right? To get bundled up. What does it mean?
It means to put on all your heavy clothes, a right, scarf, jacket, just to do anything to get warm.
Yeah, exactly. We used to get bundled up. Then we used to go out, sled for a couple of hours. Then we would come in and drink hot chocolate with our friends.
That's the best.
Good memories of snow days past, right, Michelle?
Yes. Do you like your hot chocolate with marshmallows?
Yeah, I could take it with marshmallows, but I just like chocolate in general. So
I had like the best hot chocolate of my life in New York the other week.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Gosh.
So it's a good winter. So drinking hot chocolate, sledding, these are good wintertime activities. But Michelle, I have some bad news.
Oh, no. What?
Sledding is being banned across the U.S.
What?
Evil activity of sledding. Can you imagine?
No. Why?
Well, apparently what's going on here, so I was reading up on this today to get to the bottom of this, right, to figure out what the heck is going on. Apparently in Iowa, they're banning sledding in all but two of their 50 parks. This is a particular small town in Iowa because of exposure to lawsuits.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh.
Can you believe it?
That's terrible. So, what happened?
Well, you know, another example, something that happened in Omaha, Nebraska. There was a two-year-old girl who was paralyzed, when she was sliding, sledding down a hill, and she ended up winning $2 million in a lawsuit. And another guy won $2.75 million in a lawsuit when he slid into a sign and he injured his spinal cord. So what's happening here is that these towns are scared of getting sued.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, that's terrible and frightening. But I mean, so the town is then putting a ban on it? That seems, I don't know.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this. You know, when I was talking this morning with my roommate, I was totally up in arms. I was like, how can they do that? They're stealing
childhood.
You know, childhoods, right, of these children. This is like a thing that we do. And I'm sure all over the world, kids go sledding. It's a normal thing to do. But at the same time, I can kind of understand the towns, how they feel. You know, they can't afford these massive lawsuits.
Right.
Don't you think it's crazy that here in the U.S. people jump to lawsuits so quickly?
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, is that like an American thing?
I mean, I know we have a culture where people really, I don't know if it's just an American thing, but I know that it seems to happen a lot, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah, I do.
Yeah, do you feel like you're always hearing about this, people suing each other for accidents or injuries?
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like it's just like every other day there's something. Like, and sometimes they kind of make you like shake your head a little bit.
Absolutely. And I know if you drive down the highway, like I-95, huge billboards of injury lawyers.
Yeah. Oh, and always commercials. Constantly.
Oh, my God. Their
faces. You or your friend, blah, blah, blah. Right.
Yeah, I think the injury lawyer is definitely like, to me, that's a really seedy. I'm sorry if anyone listening is an injury lawyer. But to me, it's just, I don't know. I guess they do important work, right? Because people are injured. But it's also like, it makes me feel, this idea of taking advantage of situations where, you know, there's been an accident. And now we're going to go in. We're going to get all this money. And it turns into this battle for a lot of money, way right. more money than someone would need to get the hospital bills covered, I think, in most cases.
Yeah, it becomes really, really extreme.
So we've had a lot of frivolous lawsuits in the U.S., right, over the last. Do any come to your mind in particular?
I mean, maybe we can. Yeah, well, I think, in 2000, a woman actually sued Universal Studios for $15,000. Did you hear
Why?
About that?
I didn't hear about that. What was that about?
Well, she claimed that she suffered like extreme fear, mental anguish, and emotional distress due to visiting Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights Haunted House.
Oh my God.
She said it was too scary.
Oh man, I wonder what our listeners think about this. So guys, we want you to come back over to allearsenglish.com/260 and give us your 2 cents, right? Put in your 2 cents, as we say, which is an expression, which means let us know your opinion on this. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, say anything mean here, but it seems crazy that you could actually sue a movie company because you've ended up in distress after watching a movie. I mean, you watched it yourself.
Yeah. Well, so it's actually, this haunted house. Like, I mean, if you find things too scary, like, you probably shouldn't do that. Again, listen, I don't know the exact situation, but I'm the type of person, I can't do scary things. So,
yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, so this was not a movie. You're right. So this was a haunted house. So so when we go to one of those sort of attractions, right, and we walk through the place that's decorated and people are jumping in front of you, I don't know. I still think it's not okay.
Yeah. I mean, those things are, I mean, I've heard really terrible things about those haunted houses. I mean, people get like heart attacks and stuff. So like, I mean, you know, you don't know before going in exactly how scary it's going to be, you know.
That's true. But
nothing can really prepare you, I guess. Like, even I don't know. So, yeah, on one hand, I guess it's kind of silly because, you know, it's a haunted house. But on the other hand, it's like, yeah, you never know until you're actually in it. But what are they supposed to do? It's like kind of a disclaimer, right? Haunted house. I don't know.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm on the fence, but I still think this is a frivolous lawsuit, as they say, right? And I can't believe this one. Did you hear about the 27-year-old woman who sued her university because she couldn't find a job?
What?
Yeah, she couldn't find a job. So 3 months after graduating from her university, she sued them because she couldn't find a job.
3 months? That's it?
I mean, you know, this is a recession, and or we have been in a recession over the past few years. And that's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting. So just the fact that we have a culture here in the U.S. that, you know, has an infrastructure for this, that we are, I mean, you know, there are times when the law is very important and we have to be able to sue and we have to take legal action and we need the courts to protect us. So I'm really thankful for that, right?
Yeah.
But there are other times when I think we just need to relax.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, suing over not getting a job, I don't know. If everyone could just do that. God, for $72,000, I just like wonder where she came up with that figure, you know?
I know. Well, that's about a year's salary for
three months.
Know, a high earning, you know, professional. So
yeah, she just picked it. But I mean, whatever.
I mean, though, nothing beats the McDonald's coffee situation. Did you hear about that one?
Of course. This is a really famous one.
This one became really famous. What happened?
So, yeah, this woman, she got McDonald's coffee spilt on her legs, and she ended up getting third-degree burns
on
her legs, and she spent, like, 7 days in the hospital. And she contacted McDonald's, actually, to ask them to pay for her medical bills. But then, actually, so, wait, did they sue? She sued them?
Yeah, I guess there are a lot of misconceptions about this case, actually. It doesn't sound like it's as bad as we all think. Yeah. So what I was reading was that, so she, you know, she grabbed the coffee. I'm sure our listeners have heard about this because it happened, you know, a few years ago and it was all over the world. But she grabbed the coffee, you know, put it into her car and spilled it on her leg. And then she did sue. She tried to contact McDonald's to get them to pay for the medical bills. Mm. But they ended up turning around and then suing her.
Mm.
So I guess in her defense, maybe she won the case, right? She was able to get $2.7 million for, so it escalated and ended up being this $2 million thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I mean, I remember this. Yeah. Cause I, yeah, like you said, there are a lot of misconceptions about this. And I remember hearing that, you know, this woman actually became like a joke. Like people were like angry at her. But really, I feel like she was almost vilified for this.
Yeah.
And actually, it wasn't as it seemed. And I almost, you know, then you kind of feel bad for her because I think it got blown out of proportion. And people thought, oh, my God, of course, coffee is hot. But seems like there was more to the story. And she kind of really got attacked.
Right. I mean, you can't blame her for asking McDonald's to pay her hospital bills.
Right.
Well, I suppose you can. I mean, you know, again, there's a common sense thing, and she spilled. Well, actually, maybe
I'll
take that back.
Well, I don't know. I've had some really hot coffee. Some coffee is hotter than other coffee.
That's right. So now we know that you go to McDonald's, and it says on the cup, coffee is hot.
Right. Yeah. They have to make sure you know.
Yeah, they've made that change since then. That happened a while back. But so in the end, I mean, I just think that we live in a country, you know, we live in the United States of paranoia, right? We're afraid of getting hurt. And so we ban things and we sue. And it's just, it's an interesting culture.
Yeah.
I think it's quite different from some of the cultures of our listeners. But I would love to hear, you know, when you talk to your students, Michelle, do you ever talk about this? About our legal system, and do they ever have any comments or thoughts?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't think that we've really touched on this that much, but it's a really interesting topic that I'd like to bring in because, this is like huge in the U.S.
It's huge. Everyone's always suing someone. But so we would love for you guys to come back to our website here and let us know your thoughts on this one because this is a good one. We want to know what you think. So come back to allearsenglish.com/260. And if you're a lawyer, if we've offended you today, we apologize thoroughly. No personal offense intended there. But we want to know what you guys think, you know, and what about this decision to ban sledding, this childhood pastime that we're now going to steal from the American kids? I mean, I think it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, poor little kids. But you definitely have to be careful sledding.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, just veer away from the signs and the trees. Actually, you know, I did hit a tree once when I was skiing
really?
When I was 16. And I never even thought about suing the ski mountain. It never occurred to me. But luckily, I was okay.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad.
Anyways, we got to wrap it up today. But this has been great. Michelle, thanks for hanging out and chatting about the United States of paranoia.
Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.